Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Thursday in the second week of Lent, March 21st, 2019, and the text is Mark 7, verses 24 to 36. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." And that was Mark 7, 24 to 37. And now a few words on that text. Faith calls a thing what it is. Faith confesses those who are outside of Christ. Who are we? Well, we are dogs that eat the crumbs. Because of the fall, the law's holiness condemns us all and reveals who we are as transgressors of God's righteousness. Faith does not try and cover up our sin with our works and merits, but instead confesses that we are sinful and unclean. Faith confesses who Jesus is. He is not only an example to live by or a wise teacher of the law alone. No, he is the Savior, the anointed Messiah, the one who ransoms and rescues us from sin, death, world, and the power of the devil. Jesus is the one who forgives us. He is the one who dies for us, rose for us, ascends for us, intercedes for us, and now comes to us by the means of grace to forgive us of all our debts. May we be granted the gift of the Holy Spirit anew, that our ears and hearts may be opened, and that we may confess, like the Syrophoenician woman, who we are, but more importantly, who Jesus is for us. He is our forgiveness, life, and salvation. He is our Savior. He will never stop forgiving us. He will stop at nothing to save us. And the eternal life that He gives to us will never be taken away, but instead awaits our departure from the strife of this life to its joys immortal. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.